You know, I think there's a lot of us that face difficult days and dark valleys. And, you know, I have found such healing and hope and life beyond this day. I wanted to share that with other people in hopes of giving them the same thing that I've received.
Do you have any clue as to why your husband did this?
You know, what he alluded to in the letter that he left was the loss of our first daughter, Elise, years before.
On that day, at what point did you know something had gone awry?
Charlie called me on the phone and said that he was not coming home. And although I couldn't fathom what he was talking about, I knew by the sound of his voice that I was never going to see him again.
And how do you get through day-by-day activities with this kind of hanging over your head? What gives you strength?
You know, for me, I had a moment very first afternoon when I was faced with the choice of deciding, was I going to believe that everything that I had read in the pages of the Word of God or heard someone testify to of the Lord, was I going to believe that those things were absolutely true and that somehow He was going to come and rescue us? Or were we going down like the fastest sinking ship? I knew that I only had those two options, and I had nothing to lose by trusting the Lord. And that really set the course for me for the rest of my life.
You had children together. How are they doing?
They are doing very well. You know, our family has found a lot of wholeness and life and laughter. Of course, we still have difficult times. I think every family does. But, you know, it is a beautiful life that we share now.
Have you had any contact with the families of the victims?
Yes, I have. You know, the families reached out to me immediately after the shooting, just that, you know, a few hours later that afternoon, they came to my parents' home wanting me to know that they had forgiven Charlie and they were extending grace and compassion over our family, you know, very concerned about me and the children. And that compassion has continued ever since.
So hard to understand what is going on in the mind of someone who can go to a schoolhouse and do this. Had your husband, Charlie, had he struggled with mental health issues at all?
He had gone through times of periodic depression when I would note that he seemed a little bit withdrawn, but it was never anything that interfered with his ability to go to work or to involve himself with our children. And those times passed fairly quickly, so there just weren't any glaring signs.
I wonder what goes through your mind when you've seen this continuing rash of mass shootings in our country, many of which are carried out by people that have some sort of mental problems. Does that cause you to relive what you went through? And I'm wondering how you feel about the issue of mental health these days.
You know, it's something that very much brings me back to that moment. And my heart breaks for the families that are involved and for the pain that everyone's experiencing. And you know, there's just no way to prepare yourself when your life changes in an instant and you find yourself on this other side and left with the aftermath of all of that.